Well, folks, we are in Healdsburg, California, and we just pulled off 101, and I'm looking at the sign for the Dry Creek Inn. Aaron Krug has met me here, and we are going to be staying at the Dry Creek Inn here for a few days. Aaron, correct me if I'm wrong here. This place looks like it's brand new. Something's gone on since I've been here.
This spring, we just completed, in our original building that was built in 1984, a total remodel of the original 103 rooms. A new furniture, new carpet. We put shutters in with blackout shades. We also have redone the bathroom vanity area with stone and some new fixtures. In addition, we put in a privacy door, which is called actually a barn door. It separates the bathroom vanity area from the bedroom so people can sleep while the other is like the wife putting on the makeup.
Really, it has the feel of what I used to call the Tuscan Suites, but you've renamed them now. So I have to just acclimate myself one more time here at the Dry Creek Inn.
Earlier this year, yes, we've renamed both buildings. The original building, which we've just remodeled, is now called the Casa Siena Rooms. What used to be called the Tuscan building is now called the Villa Toscana. And we've done some upgrades there, but since the building was only 7 years old, we didn't need to do the extensive upgrades we did here in the Casa Siena building, which we put almost $2 million into.
Well, this is a real special place. It was beforehand, but now I feel like we've reached 2015 all together here, and some fine wines in front of us here. We are in wine country and the Dry Creek Inn. Let's give the website and the phone number here.
The website is www.drycreekinn.com, and our phone number is 707-433-0300.
I guess I could have done that. I've called it a few times. Aaron, thank you very much, sir. It's time for us to head out to lunch here in the beautiful town of Healdsburg. Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, folks, we are enjoying the wines of Rodney Strong Vineyards today. I'm very blessed to have Mr. Rick Sayre sitting here with me, and he has a bottle of great wine in his hand. This wine I've had before many times, and this wine is?
It's our 2012 Symmetry, which is a Meritage, and I hope everybody says Meritage because it's a blend of two words, to merit, to be worthy of, and heritage, to honor the tradition. The tradition is Bordeaux varieties, and this has all five. 75% Cabernet, 13% Merlot, 5% Malbec, 5% Cabernet Franc, and 2% Petit Verdot.
I just got the impression that this is one of your wines that has your passion as a winemaker in it.
Well, not only my passion, but I've got two other winemakers here and the owner of the winery as well. So we spend a lot of time. This is the best fruit from our best vineyards, and there's a lot of blending that goes into this.
And that is a process in itself. Let's tell folks what you need to do during a blending process, because there's a lot of early morning wine drinking.
It starts out in the vineyards. You have a pretty good feel of where your best grapes are coming from. And these days, the last 15 years, we've been finding our sweet spots. The areas within our vineyards that are better than the other areas, they get a little more attention. They make a little better wine. We do the best we can making them. And as we get to know our wines, we grade them like a school teacher would grade papers, A, B, C. And after about 5 months, we will bring all the A or A-plus wines, put them on the table. And there's a lot these days. We will go through and select the best, and we'll start with the Cabernet. That is the main focus of this wine. That is the big, rich, intense, full of flavor. A lot of tannin. We'll find the best Cabernet, and then we will slowly go through each and every variety, adding it to the Cabernet, 5% increments, and then dial it down to 1% increments and see which makes the best blend, and do that with each variety. And it takes a couple of weeks in the laboratory.
Well, folks, this is a signature wine for Rodney Strong Vineyards, and we're very blessed to be enjoying this wine today with great food, and I think we could go in a lot of different directions.
Oh, absolutely. This is great with a steak. It's great with beef Wellington, braised short ribs. It just melts in your mouth.
Stop right there. I think we've got enough ideas because we might need more food. Mr. Rick Sayre, thank you very much. And Rodney Strong Vineyards has reached new heights with this wine and does every year. It's an incredible wine. 2012, we should tell people about that because that was an incredible vintage.
The 2012 was very similar to the 1997 vintage. Not only was it outstanding quality, but it was also a bumper crop. Just one of those years you could hardly do anything wrong. It just, the wines made themselves.
Well, folks, when you've been doing winemaking as long as this gentleman has, it's hard to get all these wines and do them all great every year, but this is what's happening, and this is a privilege to be drinking this wine. Can I pour you another glass here, sir?
Oh, please do.
Well, folks, we are staying at the Dry Creek Inn here in Healdsburg, California, and this is Sonoma Wine Country at its best, and Aaron Krug is going to give us a few details about the great little town of Healdsburg here. It's come a long ways in the last 5 to 10 years, Aaron, as the Dry Creek Inn has, but we are now filled with great world-class restaurants as well as wineries.
Yes, there are many restaurants here. They've become in high demand. We have famous chefs that you can see on the Food Network as well.
Well, and they're right in town here, folks. And it really goes well with Wine Country. I feel that it really makes a complete experience here when you have the great restaurants, you have the great places to stay, all surrounding the wineries here. The Dry Creek Inn just happens to be the hub of everything. Is that correct, sir?
Yes. We are 1 mile north of the plaza, which is very convenient for our guests. We save them quite a bit of money. The boutique hotels in the plaza are gorgeous and very nice, but very expensive to go along with that. We are a nice upper mid-scale hotel, and people that stay with us save money so they can go eat at the fabulous restaurants and buy those extra bottles of wine.
Well, I think we'll have to join them for dinner tonight here. Folks, Healdsburg is a destination that should be in your near future. The Dry Creek Inn, a great place to stay. And I know the phone number. We'll have Aaron give you the website. 707-433-0300 is the phone number here. And Aaron, the website?
www.drycreekinn.com.
Folks, it's time now to check in to the Dry Creek Inn. Aaron, I'll meet you out front. We'll head downtown.
That sounds wonderful.